U.S. is isolated on the international stage. There's not much support globally for the United States position, and so folks are really receptive to there being alternative representation, to really making their voices heard. Having had the privilege of being able to go, definitely my responsibility as a young person from the U.S. to really stand up for the interests of young people at the talks and to disrupt the false narrative that we need fossil fuels that the U.S. government was putting forward.
Could you give more detail about how exactly your youth delegation interrupted this narrative?
The United States government only had one official event at the entire conference. We organized 300 young people essentially to, in the middle of this one official event, all stand up and sing our own version of God Bless the USA. And essentially, we're able to disrupt the panel for about 10 minutes. And in the end, we walked out and the government officials were just in there talking to themselves in their own echo chamber.
So when you all got up to sing, was there any kind of like security or how did the panelists react?
Well, I think security and the panel themselves were expecting an interruption. But we really wanted to demonstrate that we do have the solutions, and we have the solutions in that room, which is people power. Honestly, everybody was on our side as we were doing that action. And I think that broadly represents the people are not aligned with continuing to maintain a fossil fuel agenda.
And so you mentioned once you left with all the people who had been organized to sing, it was essentially an empty room.
Yep, it was just a few White House officials and some ministers of various states. But basically all of the everyday people had left. And I think that broadly symbolizes that the U.S. government doesn't represent our generation. And actually, our generation is interested in continuing to move forward with solutions to the climate crisis. What gives me hope is seeing how many people participated in the disruption of the fossil fuel panels, because ultimately, at the end of the day, we are the ones who are going to be pushing our politicians to implement the Paris Agreement.